Chapter 1. Little Stormalong. If you have ever visited Cape Cod, then you've heard of Old Stormalong. He was legendary in that land of ships and seafarers. But maybe you come from somewhere else and don't know about Old Stormy. If that is the case, just settle back and learn all about the most famous sailor the world has ever known. The story began maybe 200 years ago on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. Have you ever seen Cape Cod on a map? It looks a little like a bent arm, doesn't it? Well, it wasn't bent before Old Stormalong crashed up on shore. He arrived one morning on a giant tidal wave. The residents didn't know what had hit them. One moment they were watching a big storm roll in, and the next minute they saw this giant object wash up on shore. At first, they figured it was some poor whale that was stranded, but that was before the thing commenced to howl. Now, everybody knows that whales make spooky sounds, but this howl didn't sound like any whale noise. In fact, most people thought that this sound was a lot like a foghorn that needed to clear its throat. No foghorn was stationed on the local beach, so the good citizens of that town put on their raincoats and headed down to look around. They wanted to find out what was making the terrible noise. Imagine their surprise when they discovered a giant baby lying on the beach, just a howling. This was no ordinary baby. This baby was at least 5 feet long, with seawater in its veins and eyes the color of the blue-gray sea. The baby didn't have a stitch of clothing on him, and everybody realized that someone had to look out for him. Since the whole town had found him, the whole town volunteered to raise him. They slid a couple of driftwood logs underneath him and rolled him up to the town hall. They made him a nursery there, and then tried to come up with a good name for him. Since the baby was carried in by a storm, they finally named him Stormalong, Alfred Bulltop Stormalong.